I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from the Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow the Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Guess what decision we're about to make?
Horrible decision.
May the 5th, we are pulling up to London, y'all.
It's the day you need to block out in your calendar. It's on a Sunday. So London, surrounding areas, all the black people that live in Europe, wherever you at, this your chance.
That's right. We're super excited to be bringing the last portion of the Climax Tour to London. If you came to our show last year, this will be a completely different show.
Wilder, more fun. Well, I did get on top of that couple and do the six.
And there was a woman who stapled money to her cheek and started bleeding.
But we got to step it up in London.
We're going to step it up. So head on over to whorehive.com and get your tickets now. None of that is making it. Welcome, guys, to another episode of Horrible Decisions. I'm your girl, Mandy B, a.k.a. Pet the Sign, a.k.a. Full Cromos, a.k.a. That Bitch.
And I'm Weezy. I don't know what month it is, but it's Asian Awareness Month in the studio today.
Oh, my God.
We got our bitch Kazumi here.
It's February AAPI, but it's Black History Month on February. So what are you going to punch a bunch of our black guys?
Well, no, it is Women's Awareness Month or Women's History Month. That's what it is right now.
No, I was joking.
Oh, well, it is Women's History Month and we're all women. So boom. Unless you want to identify as something else, Weezy.
No, I don't.
Okay.
But I'm a woman today.
Hello.
What are you normally?
You be something else?
No. Today and yesterday, probably tomorrow, I'll be a woman, but I'm not sure.
Well, speaking of women, I've seen you with a lot of them at this AVN Awards. I feel like everybody really wanted to fuck you. That, for me, was interesting. Every time I tried to say, hey, Kazumi, you're coming on Horrible Decisions in a few days, every bitch was like, they were just so excited over you.
I never saw you. That's crazy. No, I feel like it feels like, for 1 week of the year, it feels like I'm Justin Bieber of like fucking. And every other rest of the day of the year, I feel like I'm just a normal person. I can do my laundry and go to Erewhon. And then in January, money. This 1 week, everyone is like, please let me suck your clit. Please let me suck your clit. Please let me suck your clit. And I'm like, thank you. But please, there's too many of you guys. I wish I could clone myself and get gangbanged by everyone in the whole fucking world. But I can only do like 5 times. So,
but when you get asked by all these people who want to eat your pussy, how do you politely tell them no?
I just say no.
You just say
what?
No?
What else do I say? I say, look, there's like a million of you guys.
Oh,
if I could shadow clone Jutsu myself and become 17 billion people and then...
Then I let all of y'all eat my pussy.
Yeah, for sure.
I want to ask... So the first clip I'd ever seen of you was, I know of you from being on Plug Talk. No Jumper Alive.
How embarrassing. Oh my God.
It was I gangbang 50 guys clip.
Yeah.
And I remember for a long time, I was like, she lying.
No, I was truthing actually.
I mean, now I believe it because I see more of you and I'm like, okay, yeah.
You got gangbanged by 50 guys at one time?
I will say that that's probably a gross exaggeration. It was an ungodly number though. It was like double digits, like probably like 37, 40, but it wasn't to completion. It wasn't until they nut. It was just like they were like...
I ain't gonna hold you.
We ain't
anyone listening, nobody cares if they nut or not.
Yeah, we really did that.
If the dick went into multiple holes, you got to count the dick.
It was, yeah, it was like they were probably in there, in and out for like 2 minutes. I was committing to the bit and I just felt like doing it. Well, and it wasn't for porn. It was
This was
in my personal life, yeah.
Oh, wow. So you didn't even get paid for this.
No.
What were you doing that night?
I was getting fucked, bro.
Like, was it one guy and then he was like, hey, I have 39 friends.
I went to a gangbang party. Like, I wanted to explore going to different, like sex kink parties all alone by myself when I was single, like a Pringle. Ooh. And I wanted to know what I liked and didn't like without, like, the influence of a guy. So I went to every type of party. I went to so many BDSM parties, so many furry parties, so many ABDL parties. And I went to a gangbang party and that shit was my shit. I loved it.
Okay, were you like the hotter girl?
Question.
I shall never say if I was the hottest girl, but like... I was the happiest one.
So I go to sex clubs a lot. I haven't like ventured into the kink parties necessarily. I'm sure I've been invited, but never went. Uh-huh. Like, even when Weezy and I were in Vegas for ABM, we got invited to a dom party.
Such a fetish
party. Like a whole fetish, like, but for mostly dominatrix. And so for this specific gangbang party, do they limit the amount of women and is it mostly men and everybody?
Yeah.
Like, how is it set up? Do y'all like a couch?
You pull up to like Delilah and they're like, all right, those are two bad bitches. That's cool. And then like the guys, they'll kind of wean it out and be like, oh, okay, only like three little dudes are there. That's kind of how it's like. So it was like maybe like just hella dudes and maybe like 4 or 5 bitches. And you know what's crazy? Is they put me in like the exotic chick room with like these two other Asian chicks. And I was like, excuse me? Like, what the
fuck? Wow. In the room?
Like, because there was just like a few, like...
Wait, did they they separated the girls by colors?
No. I wouldn't say
but you said exotic.
By like vibes, you know?
Like, okay, so 3 Asians and a white girl.
I think that, yeah, it was like some white chicks in there.
I feel like if I would have been in a gangbang party... And then I would just see another black girl. And I'd be like, they're fetishizing us. They're fucking pedophiling us.
Yeah, I'd be like, dude, there's something up. There's something up here.
This was one of those parties, I assume, like, you're there so you know what's going to happen.
Yeah. This wasn't a surprise.
Did you talk to any of the guys before they started fucking you?
Yeah. I was a gangbang girl for a second. Like, I knew what was up. This wasn't a surprise gangbang, which sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah, no. Oh, not right. Surprise. Clearly you went in knowing
clearly
what you
I
wanted.
Went in.
How many of them did you recognize?
These were gangbang parties, so they were like a recurring monthly thing, so I knew a lot of them, yeah. And they also, and like 8 of them took me to dinner after. And you
8
know,
of them?
Eight,
yeah.
8 of the 40.
It was
40.
Like the Last Supper. Like,
did they, all together as a family?
Yeah, like, and we went to, like, some halal, like...
Did
like
they do that because they wanted to fuck you again?
No, I don't like... I like to fuck before I eat, respectfully. I always fuck before I eat on dates. Because sometimes I want to eat alone. Like, it's like, shh, be quiet.
Oh, wow. But also, men will talk themselves out of pussy.
No, because
so
I'll
much.
Be like, what did you say?
Yeah, see, they fuck
you.
It up.
So I've always, like, my favorite porn to watch is Bukkake, right? And I've been talking about this for years and it still is to this day.
I have a funny Bukkake story after this.
Oh, I can't wait for it. Okay, so something I'm noticing in Bukkake and any gangbang shit, right, is sometimes there's a guy that comes out of nowhere and there's a moment where the girl looks and she's like, oh shit, like maybe she didn't notice that person there. Had you had any of those moments that night where maybe you're like, where did he come from? Or maybe like, oh, he's kind of ugly.
Like this guy this penis just spawned out of nowhere.
Yeah.
I mean, like, yeah, like if it's like a freaking jerk off mosh pit, then yeah, I'm probably like, oh, this is a new player has been added. But I was, I don't know. I don't do gangbang parties anymore. This was like back in my days, you know. Now I do controlled gangbangs for money.
What's is, the difference is that it's money and there's like a film crew? Like, what's
yeah,
the difference?
Yeah. I think, well, no, I do gangbangs actually. I'm lying.
But not like 50 like, guys. Yeah, I just had to think
but
about
not,
it.
Not like 50 guy gangbangs. Now it was like me like destroying the poison out of my body. Like now I'm healed.
Now here's my question with them. Because a lot of guys don't like condoms. Does everyone have to be tested for this party? Everyone was wearing condoms at this party.
Yeah,
wow,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Did it really get you super dry? Were you having to lube up?
There was like a lube shooter who would just like launch himself in the middle of the sex and just shoot lube when I asked. That's the same for porn, too.
Was he like a sub?
No, he's just a guy.
Nah, lube shooter, bitch. That's his job, like the water boy.
Yeah, it's like,
she
oh.
said,
it's like yo,
she
lube.
Said, she said he, she would yell lube and he'd come and squirt it while they was
that
fucking.
Tracks.
They do it for porn, too.
Oh,
I mean, because
wow.
sometimes it's like, you're doing that like little reverse cowgirl position and then this it's drying up and they're like lube and then some guy like just pfft. But like
I ain't gonna hold you
off frame so that way you don't see his little
I ain't gonna
body.
Hold you. I want the job. I want the job. I don't know what they pay him. But on whatever time that I could have, I'm very busy. But if I could have time off, I would love to do that in my spare time.
I have your number.
Lube shooting.
Yes. When I interviewed Daniel Sain from NSFW, he talked about like their cleanup crew and people that kind of intervene. I feel like that's would you?
Well, no, like cleaning up after
no, but they
the
were
fight?
Kind of like just extra hands during sex when needed.
That's I used to have a guy who was my cleanup crew and he would eat cream pies at my pussy.
Shut up.
Just like what?
What?
What? I ain't saying nothing.
Oh, I thought you were going to bring up that.
No, you go ahead.
Oh, no, I don't want to.
Plan B.
Tell us your Bukkake story.
Well, I've said this in a few podcasts before, but when I lost my virginity, my official virginity right before college, and because I didn't want to go to hell. So in high school, I was just doing anal. That's a different story that I've repeated many times. But in high school, I wanted a bukkake, but I didn't want to be a hoe and like work for it. So I called these guys over and I laid down on the table and I was like, just bukkake me. And they all were like, are you going to like help? And I was like, no, I'm not a whore. And they were like, all right. So they just started jerking off. And it was super awkward.
Where did you masturbate? This to what? Even want this done?
What
like,
you...
Was it porn? You said you didn't want to be a whore, so you didn't want to have sex, but you wanted a whole bunch of men to jack off on your face?
So you mean like where I got the influence of wanting a bukkake? I mean, I just like read a lot. I like watch a lot of hentai. I'm Asian, so it was like in my essence. It was in my genetic
it
code.
It was the cartoon.
Wait, you didn't masturbate? During?
I like to masturbate with my thoughts.
So like you're just laying there.
Yeah, no, I just kind of like laid there and I waited for them to like nut on me. But it was like really awkward because they didn't want to make eye contact because they were too homophobic to like interact with each other. So they were just like jerking and jerking and they all
young,
came
yeah.
and it was like there was like just like long intervals between each one. It was very inefficient. I've had better bukkake since.
I wonder if that like when you said you were like this. We had interviewed someone last month that was, her name was Mia Dark.
Yeah.
And she talked about being bratty and that being a kink.
Well, she said these were high schoolers.
No, I know.
I don't think they knew what the hell.
Not then, but I wonder if now, like, that could even be a thing. Just like, no, I don't want it. And you're like, just getting cum all over you. I feel like if I ever got my fantasy done, I would act like.
I say, no, I don't want it.
Then
and
they
give
shouldn't
me some
be
cum,
doing it. Yeah.
I'm going to eat you alive. I'm going to tear you limb from limb and kill you.
Okay, wait.
So, I'm cum phobic now.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't like seeing it or you don't like it
on you? My boyfriend didn't allow me to do facials for the longest. And I don't do cream pies because I'm not on birth control. So cum just kind of like lands wherever.
Was your boyfriend the guy in the red carpet with you?
Yeah, that's my boyfriend.
Does he also do porn?
He's like stunt cocked a few times where like he was just like the human dildo and we would just use him. But like usually he's just a normal guy.
So I find it very interesting when sex workers talk about the boundaries they have. And I'm sure someone's judged and been like, that's ridiculous. You're already doing porn. But I can appreciate that. He doesn't want you to do facials.
Well, now I can do facials. Look it up.
Look.
He got over it.
Yeah, he got over it. I was like, get the fuck over it.
So, but
where do you come?
He had an issue with it.
I think now he's like, because there was so much porn of just cum on my titties.
That he was like, I don't want to do this with you.
No. There was so much cum on my titties in porn that was, I was just like, dude, this like cum shot is so weak. Like it needs to be on my face. I don't really like cum on my face now because like I break out and I get acne, but I can't do cream pies. I mean, I'll like snowball. That's cool.
I've done that.
That's
snowball.
That's chill.
Wait, you can't do cream pies. Why? You said
she's not on birth. She's not on birth control.
Oh, okay.
But I did do my Black Rock gangbang preggers.
Sorry, what?
I did my Black Rock gangbang pregnant. Not on purpose. I just found out. Black
Rock gangbang pregnant.
Yeah, yeah.
You have kids?
No. I aborted it. Deleted the fetus, bro. Oh,
whoa! Wait, but did you have a belly? Did they know you was pregnant? No, was it a part of the scene?
No, I... So, when you... Sorry.
This, whoa, I was like, wait.
I came guns blazing on this podcast.
I love it. I'm here for it. I'm just trying to catch up. I'm a little tired today, but I'm listening.
Okay, you didn't even know. Or maybe you did, but
so
you're like,
planning a gangbang, especially for porn, with a good lineup. Like a good lineup is takes forever because logistically not everyone's in town. They got better shit to do than gangbang. They'd rather a one on one.
They got better.
Most guys don't like gangbangs. Okay, like they for porn because usually they're just kind of like what? Like
most guys don't like gangbang.
Interesting.
I would say
that makes sense if they don't want to be around a whole bunch of
and they gotta wait.
I don't like reverse gangbangs. Like if you ask me to do a reverse gangbang, I'm kind of like, what's the lineup
with a whole bunch of women? Yeah.
Yeah. Like what am I doing? I'm just fiddling my pussy and just staring at you and moaning. Like
that's been my problem with even not gangbangs. I would say they're more orgies. Sounds a little sexier. But I've had like three, like me, two other women and a partner. And baby, there ain't enough dick to go around. And it does get boring. Yeah. Sometimes you just end up just kind of watching or you're waiting your turn.
That was my foursome.
Yeah. And it's just like you're either playing with your pussy or at one point I've had a foursome where I was just talking to the other girl and we were just like, yeah.
So gangbangs, you get 10% of dick. Like, it's honestly like easier to do a gangbang than like one-on-one sometimes. But anyways, so yeah, it was logistically speaking, it takes forever to schedule a gangbang. I knew that I was having it at this time, this month. Mm-hmm. And like 2 weeks before I realized I was pregnant because I was like, whoopsie, where's my period? And my boobs are humongous. And I was 8 weeks preggers. Oh. And I was like, well, fuck it. We ball. And that shit feels so good.
Can I ask you? Do you get,
that's why I did a bunch of cream pies while I took the plan B.
Do you get paid more in a gangbang? Like, do you get paid per dick or?
You know, no, I don't think you get paid more for dick. Oh. But like, I forgot the rate. It was pretty good. But I don't think it's like per body.
Did they not set a limit and say, hey, there's going to be 5 people or 10 people?
No. I like know how much it is. Oh my God. That'd be crazy if there was like 7,000 guys. But like, I wouldn't say like the rate is like the same, is like the same individual rate per guy. Cause honestly, it's actually a little less work per person.
It is.
You know what I mean?
But for the woman are those really fruitful type of sets?
I love gangbangs. Those are like my bread and butter.
And the men don't make a lot.
I did an episode about this in season 2 where Johnny Darko got me in a room. That's where I met the guy that you guys were talking about.
Love him.
And I was like, oh, how much are you paying the guys? Like, how much is an average, you know, blowbang scene costing you? He was like, I'm not paying these guys more than $300. Like, it's 10
minutes.
No, they
did not like gangbangs, bro. Like, they would rather go to fuck home. Like, I remember...
Well, that's why
it's
hard to set up if these niggas only getting $300.
Especially if you want good talent. Like, I wanted good dick. I told him my lineup. I was like, these are the guys I want. I need strong penis. I don't want sad, like, taffy-pulling losers. Like,
I know that's right.
Yeah. How do you know who's a good dick?
I fucked all of them. What?
She said, bitch.
Okay, got it.
I'm gonna let you know which ones I want.
Yeah. Okay.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
All right. Few questions for you. So your 50 guys comment, right? You really, in my opinion, blew up after the gangbang clip. I don't know if that's just because maybe I'm a podcaster or what happened, but then the next thing I know, I'm like, damn, this bitch is hosting the ABN Awards.
You know, yeah, it's kind of crazy how I was looking at my life. I was like, damn, I can like retire. And I traveled the world and my life is just simply perfect because I got gangbanged. That's so funny.
Were there moments, because we're obviously in a place where we're celebrating you being liberated and hot and fun, where there's ever a moment where like you were like, oh my God, there's all these people from high school. My family is feeling mad.
My parents don't know what I do.
How? They ain't got the internet?
They don't got the internet. They're just Asian as fuck.
Where do they live?
They live here, but they're just...
They don't know what you do?
No, maybe they're pretending. I don't know.
Somebody in the family done told them, girl.
No. Because I remember during Christmas... Yeah, but he's woke. So he's cool.
Oh, he's like, I'm never going to have
you. He's like, I would never tell him. That's crazy. No, they would commit seppuku. That would be it. That would be toast. But I'm not afraid.
What kind of Asian are you?
Don't do it. I'm the best type. Filipino.
Okay, that's the body. We get it. Hold on. They don't know. Every porn star we have ever talked to,
there's a story about the family.
So now
it wouldn't add to my life.
No, I'm in shock. So what I'm going to ask you is, have you prepped your speech? What will you say? How's it going to go? Bitch, what you going to do?
They're haters. They're like, if they like live at the hater factory and they like, they live like rent a zoo every single day. So it's like, whatever I would do, they're going to be fucking haters. They're not going to understand what I do. They don't understand it. Also specifically, I'm more of an OnlyFans girl than a mainstream porn chick. So my money has been good for a really long time.
Right.
So like, they don't understand the safety of like, most of my money is remote and residual income from like, just me fingering myself on the couch a million years ago.
But you making the money that you make from OnlyFans, have they not asked how you're able to make money? If they live like,
what do they think you do?
Like, what do they think?
Cryptocurrency.
Cryptocurrency.
I like that because it's not really a lie.
To the moon.
I said I'm a day trader.
Well, if they ask and they really bug, I'll just like say a bunch of like numbers and Bitcoin words and they'll be like, dude, shut up. Because it's so annoying. I'll be like, yeah, it's like to the moon. Did you see
I'm not going to hold you. Yeah. Talking to day traders and be like, all right, don't know what you're saying. Shut
up. We've had enough, babe.
It's like, all right, well, shut the fuck up.
So you've already done the 50 guys comment. Do you think that there's a story that you've had in your life that could top it? And if it is, do it now.
Damn. You know, my life is so cuckoo bananas. I feel like the past few years have been a little boring for me. I've been having like some crazy sex, obviously, and going to like sex festivals and doing all that.
What's a sex festival?
Where it's like a festival where everyone does drugs and then we all like have sex.
Outside?
At the
festival?
It's a festival. So it's...
Wait, hold on. Like music festival?
Bitch, I want to go.
Yeah, that's what the fuck. We need to come
to this. Well, that's like just chill.
What's a sex... No, for real.
How is a sex festival just chill?
How is it not a sex party? How does it not the ABN Awards?
Because the festival is like, you know, there's like booths.
It's on a campground?
Bitch, you're lying to me.
Yeah, and they have like classes. Well, it's more like they'll have panels. Like,
is this Burning Man?
No. It's Hedone. It's like a European thing.
Are we too black for this?
No. It's in Europe. It's in Germany or something, right?
It travels. They have like a Paris one,
I have seen it.
Which, tell us your experience going there. there a moment where you were done fucking and you're like, I've got to go and check out the 2 p.m.?
You know what I do a lot? I go to a lot of like shibari salons. You know what those are? Like, yep. Yeah.
For the ropes.
I feel like as an Asian chick, that's just kind of like in my genetic code.
Shibari
like,
salon. No, yeah. I don't know what that
is. No, it's just like where it's like, it's all of us and like, we're all like dressed in theme and then I get tied up in the middle and we all stare at it and then you untie me.
Wow. No sex happens in shibari salons?
I don't have a lot of sex tied up. It's kind of inconvenient. I like I like the BDSM power dynamic, though, of being tied up.
Mm. I like, do you also get suspended?
Yeah,
I think that was like my best experience tied up. I've done the blindfold and a nigga done stealth me before, alert. So I don't do that. But I went to a dungeon in Orlando, actually, and they came and tied me up. And
so you'd be getting down.
Oh, yeah. But not only did they do that, then I got electrocuted. I was suspended and bonded and they did electroplay all at the same time.
Oh, my God.
And it was like,
I'm not going to lie. I think I could only go 1 out of 3 in one experience.
Yeah, just do one of them.
And then you can't tie. I liked it.
And then, of course, people were watching. It was like really cool.
Have you been to those sex resorts like Hedonism in Jamaica? Hedonism.
We had to do a show there.
Yeah, yeah. That place is crazy. No,
that wasn't the same. That was Mocha Fest. We just went to
At Mocha Fest also. Oh my God.
Which one?
I did Jamaica. Mocha
we did Mexico.
Fest. Okay.
During COVID, Manny got COVID.
You were at Temptations? Yeah.
At Temptations.
Bro, I'm so ran through. It's crazy. Yes.
I mean, and I love those. That's why I'm like, the festival, never been there, but I think going to the swingers, sex, whatever you want, lifestyle resorts is fun because literally you could be at the pool and turn to your left and someone's getting their pussy ate out. Then you turn to the right, someone's titties is just bouncing in someone's face.
It's a Tuesday.
On a Tuesday.
So Mandy has been going to a club called Susia in New York. We had him on and then he talked about how his business worked too with sex sells. And one thing that he said specifically was about how, you know, being recommended through the community and how it's a curated vibe. And Mandy talked about how she was happy that there are only Black people there. So woo! I wanted to ask you this. When being that you're super hot and you can fuck any guy you want, when you're going to sex festivals and resorts and shit like that, are you finding that like maybe the people aren't up to par for you or are you just in sex brain so you don't care?
Sex brain.
You're in sex brain.
No, let me think. Okay. I have, people are the best books. So I will enjoy an experience and I'll try anything twice. So if it's like electrocution, cattle prod time over a boat. Yeah, sure. It's just like where I'm on a boat and then.
Cattle prod.
You know, when they like brand you of the cattle prod. I'll try it twice. You know, because the first time I might be gassy or something.
I need you to keep going.
Yeah, but like I'll.
Wait, no. Stop it, electric cattle. She said electrocuted. Then you said
that happened to me at Mocha Fest.
What?
The cattle prod? Yeah, yeah.
Wait, oh, wow.
I've never done the cattle prod.
What is that? Where do they put it?
It wasn't like an on cattle prod. It was just like for the...
And it's
like,
just hot.
Yeah, it's just like...
Like it makes you think.
Oh, a sting.
Yeah. Ouchy.
It's the thought of it. Like the same way when we talk about someone came on here and someone who likes knife play. Sometimes they won't do an actual knife. They'll use a credit card. But use something with sensory deprivation to where you think that that's what's happening.
With the cattle thing. Is it penetrative or just skin?
It was just like stamped.
Oh, okay.
But I once did a knife play thing where I got on his bed and he like did the real like dull knife and he like carved it on my body. And then he like put the hilt by my pussy. And I was like, yeah, we're done.
You didn't like that.
I don't know. Maybe some things I'll try once and I don't have to do that again.
Not twice. Okay.
Yeah. That one you said, not doing it again.
No.
But you've never like started bleeding in knife play that you did or had?
No, I don't like blood stuff. That's like spooky. Unless we're having like animal period sex, then like, wait, that sounded super weird. I meant like animalistic
like
period
salt
sex.
Burn.
Yeah. I didn't watch that. It looked too white for me. Sorry.
I didn't watch it either.
Bitch, good. Okay. Yeah. So they have this scene. Skip 10 seconds if you don't want to hear about it. I went to see it after the dude I'm dating saw it. He's like, text me after the scene comes up. I'm like, what scene? And she doesn't reply. So in Saltburn, this guy wants to fuck this girl, puts his hand inside of her, and she's like, no, I can't, I'm on my period.
And then he had like, animalistic period sex?
I don't care. But just with hands, right? And one of my friends came on, Kristen Arnett, she's an author, and talked about her period sex and how she like loved the messiness. I remember thinking that day that it was gross. I have period sex, but not to where it's a massacre. Saltburn, it was like on his jaw, it was on her chest, it was crazy, and I liked it.
But no king shaming, but my face is shaming.
Yeah.
That, but you, bitch, fuck you. You said, you wanted, you, wait, so what did you mean when you said that animalistic?
Yeah, well, I guess like one time, no, I'm being hypocritical. I just didn't like that visual. Ew.
Ew. But like,
I had like animalistic period sex with Johnny Sins once. I was just so.
This was on camera?
No, this was just me and my soul and him.
Is that something, and clearly I don't search it, but I do want to know, is that something that's ever requested?
You can't sell bloody sex.
Oh, because, not even fake blood.
Because like a lot, like you have to consider like, MasterCard and Stripe and shit. There's a lot of rules on OnlyFans, especially where you just can't go through certain boundaries because it starts being a hazard. And then like once it's a hazard, then they already want to take us down anyways. And if you do it enough times and there's less, not enough regulations, then we'll get fucked over. Like, for example, you can't peg, you can't fist.
Pee?
You can't pee.
Joanna Angel told me that.
On OnlyFans, love her. She peed on me.
You could definitely peg. A lot of motherfuckers pegging on there.
You can't use the words, I guess.
Yeah, but like they'll get in trouble. They may get in trouble.
Well, they better not, because I'm subscribed.
You can't do public. But like, for example, like period sex is like dangerous because like if you request it, and let's say like maybe I'm a girl in like Thailand or whatever, and I'm not in a good position, and I'm just doing sex work to survive. Like, and you're requesting it, and I really didn't need that money. Then maybe I'll like hurt myself, so that way I could like appease you. You know what I mean? So they try to like make sure that's not even an option.
How are they doing? And by the way, we interviewed Joanna Angel, but we didn't have this conversation. It came up. I went to see her at her gig in Vegas, and we started talking about it because I'm talking.
She put her foot in my pussy and wore me like a croc. Anyways, keep going.
She wore you like a croc.
Yeah, she wore me like a croc.
Excuse me?
She put her like
foot. Her whole foot was in your pussy?
Like just the first two toes.
No. How you separating your first two toes from the rest of your toes? There ain't no way. You inside of a pussy hole?
Hold on, they didn't pay for that.
Bro, inside of a pussy hole?
I think I could.
She only put little eggs. She put
Mandy's already to dollar her only family.
Shut up. You know, so she put two of her toes inside your pussy.
Oh, no. Yeah. Nah. Okay, wait. So she says, we have white toes for the hoes. On OnlyFans. I'm like, how? I see pee everywhere. She said that she literally was doing a squirt video, but that she was in the bathroom. The fact that the toilet was like in the video made them take it down.
We're so strict with it. And I love pee, honestly.
Wow.
Yeah, it's very sad.
So it's pee, allegedly pagan, and blood. Is there any other things?
Public, for sure.
Oh, I love public humiliation.
That's so crazy because, again, the people I follow, they be acting like the Uber driver picked them up.
What about Miss B Nasty?
How's your days? Miss B Nasty, I don't know how she do it, but she's my president. I love you.
Yeah, because like, she definitely does public in her car.
Oh my God, sorry.
At the Starbucks drive-thru.
Maybe like, she has the release form at the Starbucks drive-thru. I don't know.
Not the release form at the Starbucks
drive-thru. Maybe she do, bitch.
It's possible.
Or I guess that you could say you're faking the Uber thing. Have you ever done any public stuff that seemed like it was fake, but it was real?
I've done a lot of public stuff, but I'll sell it on my Fansly instead of my OnlyFans.
What site is that? Sorry?
So it's a different web hosting platform. So I still definitely have a lot of pee in public and like weird shit, but that's like on like
pee in public.
Yeah
Like where?
Like on my face?
Like, or, no, where in public? Sorry.
Oh. like in my pussy. Like
you do lemon cream pies?
Yeah, I do. Look, that's, I've never heard of that.
That's what it's called.
I've never heard of that, but I've had many lemon cream pies in my days.
How do you get from getting a UTI or BV?
Sterile. I've never had a UTI from pee in my pussy, but the guys, they prepare and they drink a lot of Pedialyte. But I like to like just be a nasty girl because I'm just so cute. So it's kind of like, wait, what? Why'd you do that?
Also, we had a doctor on and asked her about the lemon cream pies. And she's a naturopathy doctor, which I appreciate because Eastern medicine is a lot more safe. And she literally was like, yeah, like, I'll be honest, it is sterile. I guess
she wouldn't recommend it.
Pee is chill. Piss is the new anal.
Piss is the new anal.
Because everyone does anal, but pee is like,
I'm not prepared to tell our audience my current pee in Vegas story, but
you have to tell it now.
Now you have to tell it
out. So,
okay.
I'm not the guest. Okay. So, pee public. Yeah. Tell me about where you get peed on in public.
Like on sidewalks or stuff?
She's like, girl, outside. What is it public? Outside.
Yeah. Like, where? No, I wanna, like, what? Where else
like,
would I
be? Like, for real. I'm just like, oh, like, do you find a place? Do you try to get caught? Like, that's kind of what I'm asking.
No, I'm not trying to get caught. Ooh.
Hello?
Scary.
So she could go to jail? This is all illegal, bro.
Yeah, well, I don't know if that's the part of public. What the fuck?
Yeah, I've had like a lot of scenes where my, like, you know, my friends and I will like, we'll fuck in a tunnel. And you know what's crazy? And then I'll get peed on or whatever. I remember my friend and I, we drove down the LA River. And like, so my ass was hanging out while I was getting fucked. And then he pulled me out and peed on me. And then I peed on him and we gargled pee. And it was super cute.
Super cute.
It was super cute.
Because, I mean, what do people most know you for? Like, I feel like most people have their thing in porn. Miss B Nasty, for example, squirting. What do you think is your thing? Because I would say titties, but I don't know what about your titties.
But those are like average titties. Low
I mean, they look nice, no, but they look like a lot of the titties I saw in Vegas.
Unfortunately, these are like nothing to write home about. They're just normal fucking
titties. No, they're good. They're good. They're good tits.
Yeah.
But yeah, what do you think your specialty is? Or maybe the thing that's made you popular? I just think because you're hot.
I think I'm pretty funny. Like, because I've done so many like podcasts and they always go viral because I'm just a little hoot. But also, like, I feel like during sex in my porn, I'm just so happy. I love getting fucked. It just gives me so much joy. Like, I'm just like, I feel like a lot of people have to unlearn that, like, women have to be ashamed when I love sex this much because I've suffered no consequences for my actions and I'll continue to live scot-free.
I know, that's right.
Because I do shit. I just...
What? When did you know this is what you wanted to do for a living?
Maybe since the day I was born, but look.
You did not come out of the pussy and say, I want a lot of people in my pussy.
Gang bang.
That is not what you came out of the pussy saying.
I feel like I remember in college, there was a moment where I wasn't even being that slutty. I just like always like to talk to guys and just like get fucked in the butt or whatever. And I remember calling my homie and he was like having an intervention with me about like, I don't like the way you've become. Like, it's like you're changing before my very eyes. You got double D's now. It's crazy. And I was like, what is so wrong about being a slut? And he was like, it's just not cool. I was like, but what's wrong with it? Like, actually tell me, like, what you think is wrong with it. If I'm doing it safely, consensually, and my partner is like, respect me. And he was just like, it's not a good look. I was like, why? And he just could never tell me why. He was just like, if it's not your thing, who cares? I'm not fucking you.
I think my only answer for why would be like, and I don't think that a peer can tell you this. For me, I think about like my kids, because people ask me a lot. They asked us during our final show in New York, oh, Weezy, we know you talk about wanting kids. Would you want your daughter to do this? And I was like, yeah, like, but I also know in my brain, I'm thinking, oh, because I feel like I've excelled at it, right? I only wouldn't want my kid to do porn because it wouldn't be me more than I'm worried about everyone else.
Yeah.
I know the way people say
about driving. Like when you first get your driver's license, your parents are not worried about how you drive. They're worried about all the other drivers
on
the
road. I'm actually not lying, though. Or I wouldn't lie on the show.
No, I'm not saying you're lying. I'm just saying that's the analogy.
It's a real thing. It's like people, when they think about their kids being gay, they worry about the world so much.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that would terrify me. Man, other than that.
I want kids one day. So that's like real.
And I don't want kids. So
yeah.
Y'all.
But I feel like.
Chat it out.
It just won't be a big deal. It won't be a big deal.
I mean, to me, sex
deal.
Is a normal, natural thing. I just had this conversation on the phone. In the way that people are viewing people who just have different sex, even like non-monogamous sex. Whenever you talk to someone or, you know, they're not familiar with the lifestyle or being open about a woman that does this, I was just telling her, like, bro, I'm so over the way people view sex, like as if you don't have it.
There's
and
a
if you
don't, hierarchy.
Like, what the fuck?
A whole hierarchy?
A whole hierarchy. Like,
big word.
Big word. But I've talked about this reference a lot about Cardi B shaming escorts and basically saying, I never escorted. I was only a stripper. And I'm sure there's a porn star that's like, I would never do a gangbang with this many guys or BP'd up. Like, there's someone that's going to punch you down when they've already done something, right?
Yeah.
I do it with people who do drugs. I'd be like, they do shit out of me.
Are you like, oh, you do fentanyl? Well, I only do crack cocaine. Or like, wait, what do you mean?
I get very Whitney, babe. I'm like, cocaine out of ketamine. That is very white. I do cocaine with black people. Yeah.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR. The Motor Racing Network. Work.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from the Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
I do want to ask you, so you have a partner that you brought to the ABN Awards who looks
cool.
so happy and like just excited to be by your side. And obviously it is exciting because you got to have a big milestone accomplishment. There was you, a white girl, and a Latina, right? And I remember seeing the trucks drive by.
Oh, yeah, Lil Duval.
Oh, and Lil Duval's white.
Yeah, but he wasn't on the trucks. I ain't gonna hold you. He ain't put him. Lil Duval's face was not plastered nowhere across Vegas like y'all was on them goddamn trucks.
And we haven't really had a lot of, I mean, we haven't really had any, but we have black people, some white, and then once in a blue Asian, Latino when they're black. So it is seriously like we really don't really mix it up because this podcast is black. And I'm curious about, I saw you say that a Japanese schoolgirl fetish was your thing and that you loved it and that you felt a little guilty to say it. But now that you've been doing sex work and making porn and shit like that, do you think that like you're, I haven't really seen you do much Asian girl shit.
The Japanese schoolgirl thing is more in my own personal life, but I don't think like my brand like really relies on my Asianness at all.
Maybe it's your body type.
I mean, yeah, I'm a PAG for sure, a PAG nation, but like that's, sorry, that's so stupid. But yeah, I don't think my Asianness really had like, I feel like by the time I came into the industry, especially the way I did it through OnlyFans, where I wasn't given jobs, I was just creating like content into the ether.
Right.
I never really leaned into the Asianness. I mean, I like to do Asian things because I'm Asian. So obviously that like is closer to my own fetishes. But like the porn I create is just based on my own like personal sexy realities, like pee and gangbangs.
How do you separate the things that you like in your personal life to what you decide to film, put on camera and shoot for?
I think like it's just kind of like, when you, it's like you create a baby, right? And then you worry about what everyone else thinks. So there's certain things I'll keep to myself, like being a Japanese schoolgirl and being like doing that weird shit over there and cattle prods and shit. And then there's like stuff that I feel like would sell and make money, but are also things that I also like to do, but at least are marketable for everyone else.
Okay, wait, let's go back to the partner. That's what I want to ask. So he doesn't do porn. When we were talking to Joanna Angel, I remember she was saying like, her husband didn't do porn.
Just fucked her husband.
I love it.
Next thing you know, she needed a dick one day, which you made. I needed a human dildo. Do you think that it's been a little difficult not to date a sex worker, or is it, how's it been?
I remember I made an OnlyFans the day me and my boyfriend started dating. He just asked me to be his girlfriend, and it was the same day I had made an OnlyFans.
Wow.
So I was already, we were really clear like what type of time I was on. Like I was already a hoe. I had already, I was throwing sex parties for many years before I made an OnlyFans. And I was already bringing him to those type of parties. Like it wasn't like a huge leap to do porn. Like, that was just an extension of shit I would probably already do. Like no sentence I say is, like, surprising to him. Like, he already was, like, with the shits. Like, he was like,
Has he had a problem at all? We talk about sometimes it not being a problem with the person, but what everyone else around them thinks. Has he felt, like, the pressure from his friends or anyone around his circle that he wifed an OnlyFans girl?
No, his homies were woke. I would say, like, we've done, like, content together where we did, like, a podcast where people ask us about how dating is. And, of course, like, the commenters are going to have issues and call him, like, a simp and stuff. And he's a black guy, too. So there's, like, a dynamic there that I feel like a lot of guys are like, wait, what? No,
you
not him.
This? Right.
And I think he knows himself pretty well. So he's been pretty, like, mature about it. And also, it's, like, for all the shit that people give him, there's a lot of shit people give me. And it's just kind of like, you just stand on business. Also, he can fuck hoes. I'm not holding him. Like, he can go fuck a hoe right now. It's not my business.
So what are your boundaries in your relationship? What is it up with us, bro?
If we, like, work inside... I've had so many conversations with friends. Sorry to interrupt you. Where they're, like, kind of asking me about why I'm getting back into this open thing. And I'm like, bro, because the more I'm in it, the more I see that sex doesn't really matter, the more that I'm experiencing love. And I'm curious, like, are most of your friends other people that work in the sex industry? And for the ones who aren't, have they struggled with you being Kazumi?
No, because I feel like I'm so outwardly... Like, today I had, like, my... I had my lash girl. She gave me a fill, obviously, as you can see. And I always, like, unleash everything. Like, and she's just, like, under the duress of, like, me just talking about squirting and gangbangs, like, for an hour and a half. And the same with my trainer who trained me earlier today. And so, like everyone that knows me knows what type of time I'm on, because I legally just can't shut the fuck up. You could arrest me, I can't stop talking about gay.
This is why I tell my friends all the time, don't worry, no one's gonna kidnap me. I'm too loud. I talk too much.
It's like the no filter shit.
Yeah, I don't think they'll worry. I did want to go back to my question though. If he can go fuck whatever girl, you make content with a lot of different people. What are your boundaries? Like, within the relationship?
I don't really have any boundaries. Really? Except for just communicate. Communicate with me. I mean,
you do that would, like, hurt you?
If you're going to give me boundaries, first of all, then reverse Uno card, then you can't cream pie, but it are bitches too. But once he's like, I don't care about cream pies, and I don't care about cream pies. That's just, like, a respect.
You have no rules right now.
I just need communication. Like, it's okay. Like, okay, if it's my birthday, which is Valentine's Day, by the way. And then you decide...
You gotta get a double situation.
Yeah. And then you decide to just not hang out with me on my birthday, which is also Valentine's Day. Then that's like, you must have... Might as well have punched me in the pussy.
Okay? How long have you been dating?
4 years. 2019.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, for boundaries, Mandy and I literally... I remember when we recorded a few days ago, we were saying, like, oh, getting an open situation, you gotta figure it out what it is. You gotta, you know... Has there been anything that's come up that made you feel like, oh, my feelings are hurt?
I would say I'm pretty secure with myself, honestly. Let's say I'm not the best deep throater. I'm just like Tiana Trump. We don't know how to deep throat. We have enthusiasm, we have spit, and we have two hands. But I can't do the little...
Same.
Yeah, I'm a loser.
I say it all the time. I fake gag.
If my boyfriend can find a girl who a real eater, who am I to be a hater and, like, stop him from that journey?
But that's sex talk.
Yeah.
What about other shit? Yeah.
What about date nights with other girls?
I date guys. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. It's okay. My seeing other guys is not limited to work. I would find that, like, a little, like, intense. Like, if my only other outlets were just in work. Like, before porn, I was already, like, I had, like, homies I fucked and stuff.
So what about him then? It's been 4 years in a relationship. You're able to date other guys. You can have sex with other guys and girls and do whatever you want. He has no rules. You have no rules. What about him then? Has you in a relationship with him?
He's the best. I wish you guys talked to him. He just rules. Like, he's my best friend. I mean, it's like, sometimes I've had guys ask, like, well, what does he have? And right, I mean, it's like, he has me, you know? Like, you have a real person that's really supportive. And that's outside of clout. That's outside of sex. That's outside of anything. Like, this is a person that, like, I just generally love. But also, I'm polyamorous, and I believe in relationship anarchy. So just because I'm doing something with someone else doesn't mean it takes away from you. Like, I believe love is like a isn't like a glass of water where I pour it into something and someone else gets less. I think love is like sunlight. I have enough love for me, my boyfriend, my friends, my job, my everything, and there's still enough love to spill over.
Oh, like, good for you, girl, because I don't.
I feel that way about sex,
just not love.
Yeah.
But
you feel like you got enough pussy to give out, but not love?
I think as far as like the other way around too. Like, I feel like love for me is in ways so sacred that I can't manage it. But I also wonder if it has to do with trauma. I just realized while talking to a friend of mine, I have never not been cheated on. And I was like,
no!
So sad.
So sorry.
But a lot of women have that story.
Yeah.
And so I thought to myself, is it that, because it's not like I'm feeling forced to do an open relationship. To be frank, I kind of enjoy some of the stories that I've been hearing, right? So it's like, maybe I can only feel, or I only feel like the love is the thing that I have. If you can sexually be with other people and I've been cheated on in the past, maybe that made me feel unloved. I don't know. Unpacking it in therapy. But that has been the thing that I would love to let go of. And just even hearing you say relationship anarchy, I don't think I've ever heard that word.
Yeah, I just feel like it has nothing to do with each other. Like, let's say, like, for example, like, if me and my boyfriend are fighting, I don't think that has anything to do with anyone else. Like, it doesn't mean, like, all my other relationships are, like, fucked up also. Like, those are just, like, it's the same with friendships, right? If, like, Weezy goes and gets dinner with someone else and they have better dinner than you had with her, it doesn't mean that she's a whacker homie. It's, they're just incomparable. Mm-hmm. Because especially with porn, it's like, I'm having amazing sex with people all the fucking time.
So it's like, how can you even... Right.
Yeah, but it's like, then you understand that once the cameras are off and maybe we'll fuck a little more and maybe get lunch, it's just like, it's as much meaning as you decide to give it. So once I'm cool, I'm cool.
Well, we know your boyfriend is great. But let's get into our vanilla shit, which is our new segment for the week.
Yes.
Yippee! Now,
this to me, I've seen it a few times and I want to know if you've ever heard of it. Have you ever heard of the Facebook, Are We Dating the Same Guy?
No, I don't have a Facebook.
Me neither.
I was born in 97. So
me neither, but they have it broken down by the cities, actually.
Oh, so, okay.
Are We Dating the Same Guy is a trend that has 200 Facebook groups where women share red flags about individual men, basically saying to make sure they're not dating another person. So since this last January 2024, 3.5 million members have taken screenshots of a man's dating profile, posted it into the city's group saying NET. People are trying to figure out what's going on. The groups are moderated by volunteers and they are describing this as a feminist group. No addresses, just first name and photo. The group often has exposed men and ruined some relationships. So they got their first lawsuit. There was a guy, a Chicago man, who is suing dozens of women for $75 million.
Dozens of women.
Dozens.
For $75 million.
Yep. After they posted negative reviews on the Are We Dating the Same Guy page, describing him as a very clingy ghoster.
Clingy ghoster sounds like an oxymoron.
Yeah.
Very clingy and a ghoster. Sorry, my bad. It was two separate things. But the District Court of Illinois now has it, the Northern District. It hasn't been, decided on yet. But bitch, I'm not going to lie. I wondered, like, is that a violation of privacy?
Of like being like a shitty person?
You know what's crazy? So a few things. I do know that they've closed down some of the sites. But like to protect sex workers, I know there's a lot of websites that were out where you could share your experiences with clients and things like that. To me, I don't think this is a violation.
I don't either.
Especially with everything being on social media. Especially
you put your picture on a public profile.
Especially if he was meeting women on public profile dating apps.
I agree. I think you're not posting sexual pictures. You're not posting private texts maybe. Then like, if someone treated you bad.
Him making a $75 million lawsuit is way more embarrassing than like... Then like dozens of women
to pay you. Yeah,
he's gonna be in court talking about how don't nobody.
Like, if you had trouble dating, like you're gonna have way more trouble dating now. Like, what? Like,
I agree. And his picture is on there.
Yeah. Oopsie. Awkward.
Bro, I would have died. I am not gonna lie. There's not a lot of black men on there, so that's probably why. But I did type in two or three names to see if they popped up.
Well, there's
I'm gonna type in some names in there.
So if you go to like your city on Facebook, you have to be approved oftentimes to go in there. But literally, they'll start saying, "I date a guy that's." This name has many kids.
Let me go through the rules.
It lives in this area. Does anyone have a partner that relays to this information? And then they'll start like seeing if they're dating the same
this
guy.
This is how much men lie, bruh. Now, there is a website.
Do you think we lie as much? I don't know if we just get less press about that.
Ooh.
I think we probably lie about ourselves. Like women lie, like, I never do this or I never complain. I think we lie more about ourselves than... maybe the intent of dating.
Yeah,
I think that's
true.
The larger issue is that a lie is a lie, but a lot of these men have probably made women think they were the only one.
That's because we're scared for our lives.
Risking our sexual health.
No,
I'm when I say that, I mean, I think girls are just kind of being like,
But a man is like, I'm single and their wife and kids are at home.
I will They're say lying on one themselves. Thing that's like hilarious is whenever I start dating or talking to a guy, I always tell them like, look, I'm in an open relationship. So I want to communicate that to you. I also do porn. So obviously I'm already fucking other people and I already have my heart set. So what we're doing is we're just going to have fun. And almost every single time, they always have like a girl that's not their girl. And they're like, that's not my girl. And I'm always like,
but does she think she's your girl?
Yeah.
She thinks that she is your girl.
Are you sleeping together? Are you guys fucking? Do you guys have kids or what's happening?
Some of them sometimes live together.
I am so happy that I have a boyfriend for real because these streets are crazy. And I don't even have, I'm not even really, really on the streets like that. Like, I'm like, whoa, like, almost every single guy that I'm casually fucking has a girl that's not their girl, but they're like together, but they're not together. And like, you don't have to meet her. And also, you don't have to follow me back.
Everybody got somebody. Like I say it all the time. When you meet someone, I don't think everybody is single out the gate. Everybody has somebody. Even if they're not claiming them, there's someone that they could call. The podcast knows throughout the time since the inception of this pod, I had the nigga 24/7. He ain't no longer in the picture. But fuck I got him. Green eyes, and two other niggas still on speed dial. If I want somebody, somebody over there. Everybody got somebody just in a corner somewhere.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And it's always weird because it's like,
but that's the crazy part. They ain't claiming
I'm telling you the truth. Like, so why can't you truth it right back? They're just so used to lying.
That's it?
Yeah. And
that's
it. It's like they love to lie. And it's like, bro, I can tell you're like lying. Like, it's like really weird because I'm telling you that I have a boyfriend and I do porn and I do gangbangs and you're still lying. Like,
I think that's my thing. So used to it. That's why.
Even with like not having that emotional connection to sex, like, you know, clearly I've been in an open, swinging, whatever label you want to put on my last relationship. And it wasn't even that he was fucking other bitches. We was fucking other bitches and I told him he could have another bitch. It was the fact that he lied.
It's like, so weird.
Also, the lie being, let's focus on ourselves and not have other people in our relationship at the moment. So we weren't going to the sex club, but it's because he was bringing them other bitches to the sex club.
Boo, tomato.
So it's like, it's the lies. It's the lies.
No, we hate him.
I hate him. Who? Yep. What's his name?
Nope.
Fuck you.
Yep.
Yeah.
There we go.
But I think it's,
you know,
like,
he about to sue Mandy if she's
I ain't gonna hold you. He watching this pie. He still watch the goddamn show.
Because I feel like a lot of guys, like, they won't, like, I always tell people, like, I want to give you enough respect to have all the information you need to know about me to decide if you want to fuck with me. And I feel like a lot of guys are insecure that once you know the whole truth that they just suck ass, that I'm just going to bounce. And it's like, I would respect you a lot more if you just told me like the dynamic, like, but you're talking to someone.
I do
not
think
a big deal.
Women
problem,
do the same thing, though.
I think a lot of girls have said, oh, you can tell me. And then they've probably used that against someone.
Good.
And we do hold things against. No. I'm saying like just being truthful. That's what she's saying.
But yeah, if the man, if as a woman, you get the honest answer, it's not you use it against him. The man told you exactly who the hell he was. And if it doesn't work for you, move somewhere
else. I don't think that's what I'm saying, though. I think that women have tried to act like they have give the floor for honesty. And then they pick at that honesty. Much like someone is saying, hey, I'm bisexual. Really? You've been with a guy before? That's what I mean by that. I think a lot of experiences men have had with trying to be open got fucked up. And so now they've fucked it up for us. Like, that is what I really believe to be true, especially with men with bi situations. But let's dig into hoe facts. I never
love my zesty guys.
Hello.
We might need you for part two. Hoe facts. We would find people that we could talk about or honor or whatever. You're from an OnlyFans era, but you're big and hosted the AVN Awards, whereas most AVN Awards have had porn star hosts. So I'm curious to know, who's an OG OnlyFans girl? It got popularized in the pandemic.
Miss Be Nasty. That's an OG.
She's an OG, for
sure. She's an OG.
What, and how many years can an OG be in OnlyFans game? And if so, is there anyone that you'd want to maybe follow in the career footsteps of, et cetera?
Lana to plug, for sure.
Oh, good one, yeah.
That's a good one. Yeah, because I remember like looking at those people and it was like, when you start building a brand for yourself, you don't ask yourself who's your competition. You just ask yourself, whose names do I want to be mentioned in the same room?
Yeah.
Like, I want to be I want to be mentioned in the same sentence as those people.
That's real business talk.
Yeah. It's like, it's community over competition. There's unlimited semen and money for us. So I would like to be compared to those people. Like, those are like big dogs. Like, mm-hmm. They've been doing it for a while. They are trailblazers and they do their own shit. And the cool thing of OnlyFans people is that there's no like handbook because we don't have agents and we don't have
Nope.
So they just be doing their own shit.
Have you thought about crossing over, even just having the experience of porn awards? Like, have you thought, damn, there's some things I haven't been able to do because I'm an OnlyFans girl? Like,
I would say Like in terms of like mainstream, like, yes. Like I think I was telling someone.
You're like cool kids porn star. I did that in quotation marks for people listening because Kazumi had said, I do OnlyFans. I'm not really a porn star. There is this difference for lingo, but at the same time, people know you, but maybe the guy jerking off to only porn doesn't. So yeah, that's why I'm curious.
I've done enough mainstream to be anointed a porn star, but I think my fans were the ones that anointed me first because I feel like it's more of a relevancy thing than a career choice. It's kind of like, do people think you're a porn star? Then I guess you are.
I ran into Cinnamon Love at the Avian Awards
when
we were talking.
She sounds like she smells so good.
Listen, she's just OG, so sweet. OG. And we were looking around and she was like, this is the first year. She was like, I don't know a lot of people here. She was like, there's so many content creators.
Cinnamon Love is a grandmother, by the way.
It's not the porn stars. And you know, porn for the last couple decades, you have your stars. And now a lot of the stars are entrepreneurs or women that own their own platforms and aren't coming in through the agencies. And she was looking around like, I don't know so many
people. The average turnaround for porn, for people in porn, is 8 months. So even my first year in porn was 11/11/2022. So my 1 year just passed a few months ago. So I'm pretty new to the game. And even I was like, who the fuck are these people?
Wow.
I do not know. I think another thing too is like, when you watch porn, it's like you could see the porn on your timeline. Whereas like with OnlyFans content creators, a lot more of it is like locked behind shit. So of course, a lot of these people, like we don't know who the fuck they are because they're not their social media game. There's not like a big backing of like browsers or like a big company giving them hella exposure, which is why a lot of people still do mainstream for the exposure.
Yes. I want to ask you something. So you've obviously probably aren't in this category because you've reached the hot bar. You're over just being an OnlyFans girl, right?
Yee.
But when we had Havana Ginger on, she had made some comments that I kind of fuck with because I felt them to be true. She was like, these OnlyFans girls don't be putting in no work. Like, I had to be on set. I had to do XYZ. And I can't remember the other porn star we had on, but they kind of implied the same thing. Like, OnlyFans is so easy.
Definitely a thing. Why aren't you making money then? You know what I mean? So I would say, I've heard that argument a bunch of times and I totally get it because now I've been on set and that shit is so hard. But I would say a lot
being
of people...
Being on set is harder than...
It's a long fucking day.
It's a shoot day.
It's a long day. You're getting underpaid. You don't choose the talent.
You don't own the rights of the footage.
You're not getting royalties. Yeah.
So why do we do it?
Exposure. And you know, for a long time, that was the only path it took to become a porn star. I will say they're just completely different career paths. Like it's the same thing as like a stripper or an escort versus domination. They're different things. I would say a lot of people when I was like mostly an OnlyFans girl were like, you're not a porn star.
Mm.
I was kind of like, it's anointed by my fans because that's like what I like to believe.
Said,
I would say it's when they try to switch over, I wouldn't say one is harder than the other. It's like different strengths, right? Because when you start being booked by companies, you are under like the duress of like, whether these people fuck with you enough, with the social politics, with competing with other people that have the same niche as you. Whereas with OnlyFans, a lot of these porn girls kind of struggle to make money because now you're wearing a lot of hats. You're the marketer, you're the editor, you're creating your own content, you're booking
the
location,
you're doing
all of this. And a lot of them are not that great at social media, which is the issue. So they don't make as much money as like girls who just do TikTok transitions.
Now,
right?
I want to ask you something that Nicole Kitt brought up. We interviewed her.
Love
She's
her.
A porn star. Same. She was beautiful and fun. And we talked about safety. And one of the pros and cons we talked about with OnlyFans versus porn is that you don't really know someone's results. They don't necessarily go through these secure channels with OnlyFans content creation, whereas porn is a little more, I don't know, professional. I can't find the word. But I want to talk about your experience. Have you been tricked? Have you caught something from someone that's done that to you?
I would never meet up with someone, sex worker or not, without seeing a test first. I've started fucking on like this dude at my gym. I was like, show me a new test. And he was like, where do I get tested? And I just sent him the address. I don't do that. That's just common practice to me because I'm a super slut. Like, I will fucking die, bro. Like I need to see it. So I low-key have never had an issue. Like, I think people like to make this myth that like escorts or OnlyFans people are dirtier. But bro, why are you meeting up with anyone without a test?
I think what Nicole was saying to her point, she said a lot of people have been photoshopping results. She said that, I guess there's a secured site. She said something about
typing. Yeah, talent testing. You should scan the QR code. But like, if they have the talent testing thing, then that's past certified. And if they're even photoshopping it. That's something that someone would do, porn or OnlyFans, regardless. That's just a shitty person.
That's just a shitty person.
Yeah, yeah.
Had you caught something in your sex career yet? And
I would say, yeah, I have. But I would say the cool thing is, like, I think I'm way safer now than, like, I was, like, a billion years ago. You know what I mean? Not that I ever even really caught things back then. It was just kind of like, now I'm a lot more sexually responsible. Like, for example,
and
like,
educated, I'm sure, too.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I get tested every 7 days. I get tested every Monday. Bitch.
Wow. That
blood? Blood and urine. Regardless of fucking that much. Just because, like, it's my career and I fuck people outside the industry. And if I, like, bring something on set, then everyone gets mad at me and I won't get booked. And it's just a fucking headache. And then my boyfriend gets mad. It's just shit.
What's it? I was going to ask you, what is that? What is it like when you catch something? Do you have to fucking tell the last 20 people? Like, do you start telling the company? What do you
do? Well, I get tested every 7 days. So there's, like, hopefully not, like, that many people. But it's a much more easier conversation because the stigma is gone. It's just, like, what happens is happens.
The stigma is gone in that community, though.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's still very much a stigma to ask people for their results or tell them to get tested talk about catching something with your partner.
I remember I was talking to this athlete, redacted, and he was like, hey, you know, come break in my roof. I want to fuck you again. I was like, whatever, show me a test. And he called me a nut job. I was like, you're an athlete.
See?
You could have a doctor come to you right now and get you tested right now. That tells me you don't ask for a test. Yeah. And
like, that means you dirty.
You're just going to die, bro. Like, what the hell? Like, fuck off. I fuck enough sexy ass guys to not have to deal with that. Like, the fuck? Like, I just was like, you're a nut. Like, what? And he was it's on my phone. Just, like, come over. I'll show you. I was like, send me the screenshot. And he was just acting so dumb about it. I was like, no, I'm not coming. Yeah. Like, why
That's not
would I
a
do
common
that?
Conversation
And
still.
Also, what do I get out of it?
Chlamydia.
Yeah. I only have sex with people that respect me. And I think a lot of people can't say the same.
What does that look like?
First of all, what is
someone that respects you?
Getting tested.
Okay, getting tested for sure.
That's like a basic, like, I have a sexual partner and we've been fucking for like a year now. And I still ask regardless every 3 months. It's been 90 days. Show me a new one. And if you can't do it, then I don't show up. And it's like, don't pressure me. Don't make me feel dumb. Don't make me be like, dude, I'm clean. That's do it or don't.
Mandy and I just had a Patreon episode like at the top of the year where she was like, what does it mean? And we all kind of did for a guy to respect you. And the answer wasn't really consistent with what we could say or what even our Patreon community was saying.
I like this idea. I mean, it's your safety.
That one I love, bro.
To me, it's also being honest.
A new one. Not like, don't just show me an old one because I don't know what you did yesterday.
Right.
And I've been in enough like sex parties to know you guys can be fucking wild.
Yeah.
Like, I've like been to like gangbang parties where the guy is just like, I'm gonna just raw dog and like be like the 11th guy to raw dog a random chick with no info. Not me, bro.
I think the horny brain of a man is just like, dumb.
No, it's just Russian roulette what they did.
They have no object permanence. If you're gone, they're like, man, what?
Now let's talk about, so women that are having sex with just one partner or maybe a safe partner, BV comes up a lot. And
he's cream pieing at her bitches, bro. If he's fucking other chicks.
I was going to ask you, have you ever in your personal life caught BV and been like, okay, this is common because I'm having sex, or is this because something's off?
I don't really get BV or UTIs.
How do you care for your vagina being that you're having sex with multiple people? And what tips do you think you could share for women listening?
I love not to have like ritualistic sex, but I have a ritual before sex. Like even if it's casual, just because like if you know how to do it, why would you? Obviously, if it's like the night before, I'll just have like a little boric acid in. That's a normal thing to do. And then, I mean, I just shower. And I like to douche out with distilled water and a few drops of iodine. And then I'm like, chill.
Iodine?
Yeah, like a little, like just a few drops of iodine.
By the way, ain't that something? If you are allergic to shellfish, you can't have a some.
Oh, well, sorry for you guys.
I think the high levels of iodine could be in fit, but I think I know what you're saying.
But like, you know, it's like you know you don't use that douche water. You dump it out and you put distilled water or tap.
I don't think a lot of people know that.
I've bought an actual douche that's empty.
Yeah.
And just, I've only used water to flush
water.
After periods.
Because I just like to douche out the boric acid sandy granular shit. Like,
I was wondering how you got that out.
No need for texture.
The boric acid will
I like
be
boric acid, but tea tree oil suppositories have been my favorite. I know some people, it burns, but I've gotten them at Whole Foods for years. They're called Emerita. I've always liked those. But the boric acid one, I know the girls love.
Yes.
So that's been your practices. Okay.
Yeah. And then I'll shower. I'll baby wipe before it. I'll spray to ankles, I'll spray to hips.
Like, that's what my mom told me, because your legs be right by the face.
Yes, I like to smell good.
Spraying the ankles, that's the tip.
Ladies. I love wearing lingerie.
Okay, yeah. I like that too.
What is your hors d'oeuvre tip for hors d'oeuvre?
Oh my God, how fun!
To me, I ain't gonna hold you. The spraying of the ankles, that's a tip right there.
We have that before.
I've never heard of that.
I might have said that on another podcast. Yeah, maybe I never said it because I ain't watched
all of your joints spray them.
Yeah, I ain't never heard of it.
Okay. My mother told me it has to be right here because it's where you rest the foot on the neck.
Okay.
And then the hips and the knees. Where else?
So inside the knees?
Inside the knees and then the ankles and then like your inner hips.
I know that one.
It's not super strong.
Not the pussy.
Not the pussy.
That's the BV, babe.
Wrong babe.
Okay.
So yeah, tell us your sex tip that you feel like, whether maybe it's men pleasing women with women pleasing men or hetero or gay relationships, we want to hear it.
I feel like the best... I remember when I fucked Isaiah Maxwell. Love you, babe.
He just won that award. Okay.
He was amazing. And he was just so good. I was like, what makes good sex versus great sex? And he was like, it's how you feel before, after, and during. Mm. Like, it's like, there's been scenes I've had where it's like me and the guy don't interact at all. And then like once the camera's on, it's like we fuck. And then afterwards, it's just like you come and then just here's a towel. And that's cool too, because we're at work, whatever. I don't need to be in love with you every single time. But I always have amazing chemistry with him because he always makes it a point to just be really present. Like he's very intentional. Everyone in the world loves Isaiah Maxwell. When he comes on set, he gives you fucking roses. He rules.
This is a porn star, by the way, that got a standing ovation for best actor.
Everyone loves him. He makes you feel so good.
He black.
Wow.
And he's so fine. And his penis is humongous. I love that guy. And yeah, we always have really good sex. Also, when I fucked Johnny Sins, he told me like, There's 50 ways to do missionary. There's 50 ways to do doggy.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
I feel like my favorite way to do doggy is on the bed. My knees are bent and my legs are inside, not on the outside of his knees. I need them inside so my pussy's a little more closed.
You're pro boning?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the one today.
And my favorite missionary is me with my feet on the chest, straight down.
Feet on the chest?
Feet on the chest, pushing in.
I like feet on the face.
I like him like trying to turn me, like cause the splits. Like I like to be like,
oh, you like to be, oh, like that. You like to be spatchcocked.
Yeah, I like to be a little spatchcocked.
You couldn't wait to say that after that shit. We just went to a cooking class.
And made some chicken gear.
I don't even think spatchcock was it, was it?
Nope, it was airlined.
I went to a dick riding school and I'm like trying to learn how to
you
become
a dick. You went to a dick riding school?
Yes.
Who the fuck?
I'll send you her info. She like does touring dates.
She's talking about Taomi?
No, she's a black woman.
Glamazon Taomi?
Her Instagram is Fantasy Fitness MD. I don't know what her name is.
Oh, we might have to have her on.
She was teaching me how to ride some alien penis. I was like, what kind of dick is this?
I need to learn how to ride.
Like a 360, like,
so you really learned something from this class.
I really take like my performing super seriously. Like when I was prepping for my gangbang, I had asked so many people. I did so much research. I asked every single fan. I asked every single girl that I knew made a legendary gangbang. And I remember like on the makeup chair, I was just writing like a bunch of ad-lib quotes of dirty talk to say, just in case my brain broke.
That is a very interesting thing because I feel like when I've podcasted, I've never wrote a joke, but I've wrote little things that I need
to
bring up.
Don't forget to say harder. Please don't forget it.
You had to write to say harder?
No, but like, you know, like I had like a lot of lines that I was ready to say.
Wait, like what?
I was about to say, can you run down some of the lines?
One of my favorites that I feel like makes every guy go ape shit is just like, fuck me till I'm ugly. Fuck me till I'm ugly.
I've never said that.
Me neither, but I bought you tonight.
It's impossible. I'm so cute.
I'm in LA, I can't.
I'll say that and guys will be like, no, she's not. Well, too bad.
I say make a mess on me.
You can't take my power. I know I'm cute.
Oh, I love make a mess on me. That's like what I say. Make a mess.
I've been saying make a mess because the Bukkake shit probably got that in my head, but I think, I'm trying to think of some new shit I've said. I know what I said. And I said it on my period and it was a full moon. And we were like, did we do a spell just now?
Oh my God.
That was
your basically, when he was fucking me, I was like, oh my God, my pussy was made for you to come inside of tonight. That's the only reason I was born. No.
That was your birthright. It was your birthright.
He came 2 seconds after that.
I love that. It was effective.
Not me.
It was effective.
So, Kazumi, obviously you have to come back because that wasn't enough stories. But
at all.
Tell people how they can support you the best.
Please buy my porn on my OnlyFans.com/Kazumi's World. It is how I pay the bills. I'm also so nice to my fans.
I love it. I'm about to subscribe because I'll be on OnlyFans.
I love my fans. They're so cute. I remember there was a guy and this is stupid. He sent me a picture of him with capybaras and shit. And I recommended him to go to a capybara cafe, unrelated. And I was like, oh my God, they're so dumb and fat and stupid. I love them. And he was like, haha, like your OnlyFans subscribers. And I was like, pause. Bitch, don't keep that shit out of your fucking mouth. Don't ever say that shit about my people ever again.
I know that's right. That's how we...
Honey, we believe you. I saw that clip of you saying you make $300,000 a month. I bet they're not fat and ugly to you.
That's right.
My fans were so cute. They like don't bother me. Like they go to my meet and greets and wait 2 hours to give me like a little snack. And then like...
Hold on. Nobody's ever made you feel like they were going to kill you? I saw how some of them looked this week.
No, mine are so cool. I don't know. My fans are a reflection of me and they're like swaggy.
And people tattoo you, right?
That's what I be saying.
Knife tattoos.
That's what I be saying about them barbs. Clear representation of Nicki Minaj. Crazy.
Well, we only have one person that tattooed us. So anyone else? You have nine?
Nine people tattooed.
And bitch, we've been doing this shit more than we need 8 more.
Yeah.
Yeah. Y'all, if you've tattooed horrible decisions on you, please make sure to send it so that we can see it. Shout out to our fans in Chicago. They got horrible right here on their forearm.
I love it.
So, yes, please come back. And also, when you come back, we got to make you this podcast, bitch, because I can't watch one more clip of you getting somebody else clicks, except for ours.
Well, we'll put all of the links in the bio where you can support Kazumi and see her get gangbanged and bukkakied and ate out and all the things. But also make sure you head on over, guys, if you love us and want to link with us in Atlanta. We are part of the second annual Black Effect Festival on Saturday, April the 27th. Make sure you get your tickets now at blackeffect.com.
And if you don't feel like going back to Atlanta, because going to Atlanta is like going to Applebee's, they say, then just come to London and make it international. We'll be there May 5th. This will be a whole new show, different than you saw last Valentine's Day. So come through. We can't wait to see you.
That's right. We'll be at the Earth Theater. Make sure you get your tickets at whorehive.com. That will also be in the description of this episode. And again, if you want to support us, head on over to Patreon. That's patreon.com/horrible decisions.
Do that first and then go look at this bitch's pussy.
That's right. Thank you. This has been yet another episode of Horrible Decisions. Bye. It's Bonus Beach. Welcome to another town hall of Horrible. This is y'all.
Hey, everybody.
I don't know if Barry sent the bingo card around, but basically, let's give it to you, Barry. What is the key word for this evening that if it is said, everyone must take a shot? Unmute yourself and tell us, partner.
I didn't even set it up. Give me like 2 seconds. I'll give it to y'all.
Well, you can set it up. Put it in the chat. Y'all, there is a card where, again, any of the words that are said, mark your bingo card, but also take a shot with us. As you guys know, not only did I drink pumpkin spice latte 3 days in a row, including on Horrible Decisions, baby, I have pumpkin ale beer because I am that white. And I'm not really white, but baby, I love some pumpkin. And although this weekend is about to be 90 degrees in New York City, a leaf has fallen on the ground. And therefore, it's giving fall. The leaves have started to fall. You get it? So, fall, pumpkin.
I don't know what's worse, pumpkin or cat. You having a cat or the pumpkin shit, nigga?
Bro, black people have cats and black people eat pumpkin. What's crazy is pumpkin pie tastes just like sweet potato. So, technically, the way y'all all be eating sweet potato pie is really pumpkin pie. They just put extra brown sugar in it and shit and say it's sweet potato. That's all it is.
Bruh, let me tell you something about these motherfucking white people in West Hollywood. First of all, it's a goddamn dog on my lawn right now, and I'm about to tell her ass to pick that shit up. Yeah, I'm here. Looking out the window. First of all, I'm outside of my own goddamn African-American home when this bitch across the street, Nina, takes a shit on my grass. I'm holding a poop bag. Some of y'all were on live when this bitch was fucking with me 2 days ago. So Nina takes a shit and the lady comes out from her kitchen because her kitchen is facing the street in my house. And she goes, are you going to pick that up?
What if you wanted to fertilize your motherfucking grass?
Nigga, I looked her dead in the face, held up the poop bag so that she could see I had one in my hand. Why would I just have shit all over my own house, bitch? So then I'm like, okay, she's a bitch. So I get on live. I start talking shit about her, right? Maybe she heard me. Maybe she didn't. Confirmed she heard me. This morning, I have a friend of mine who's been staying here for like 3 weeks while they find a place in LA. She was like, yo, your neighbor is a wild one. I said, really? What happened? She said, I went across the street to say hi because Nina ran over there. And she goes, oh, at least someone likes me. I think your partner, because I guess you just assumed I have a gay look. Mandy would love that one. Your partner doesn't. I don't know really what transpired between us, but apparently there's an issue. Bitch, we got an issue, ho. You came outside in your robe, no shoes, I might add. Don't know why white people love walking around with no shoes on, and told me to pick up my own dog shit. Son, living in a house is crazy.
Wait, told you to pick up your lesbian ass dog shit.
Which I can't believe that bitch said your partner. Why would you assume I'm gay?
I can absolutely believe she said your partner. I probably would too. I told you you'd be giving studs.
Well, maybe it's my car. Because I feel like niggas think I have a nigga car. Like the Matt Green's giving nigga. So maybe that's it. I don't know. But bitch, you got a lot of goddamn nerve. So anyway, that's the chronicles of what it's like to... It's just, the house shit is weird. I almost miss being in an apartment already. Do I
it's
love the
so
backyard?
It's so crazy that you even say that, because one of like the things about my building that I love, I lived in the Bronx in Le Parc Chastain for motherfucking 6 years. Ain't no, not now one neighbor, now one name, not a motherfucker. We would get in the fucking...
No. That's just New York. That's not
in, No. That's what I'm saying. We would get in the elevator and almost feel like we ops. And we wasn't. Baby, in my building now, we get on. Hey, how was your day? Have a good one. Your dog's so cute. Hey, like, bro, they share drugs with us. We go and turn up at parties. My building right now, mind you, there's like only 3 blacks to where when anyone comes, that
not
is a
3 clip. Blacks.
No, I'm one of the blacks. To where when anyone comes here, they be like, oh, going to, bitch, they say my fucking number. They just know everyone coming to my house when they come here.
Oh, I hate that shit.
I'm that, you know, one in this building.
Let me tell y'all, if people, they do that at WTF because we the black floor. And every time niggas walk in there, he be like, the floor number five.
No, that's what I'm saying, bro. In my building, I actually talk to the white people. They're little cute ass dogs, mind you. It is giving 101 Dalmatians. You know why? Because everybody look like they pet. It's really valid.
Wow,
niggas look just like the motherfuckers they walking. The beast on the leash.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway the great American race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes, Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And for a limited time, get more fun for less with the Michigan Bundle for just $49.99. Exclusive to Michigan residents only. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.